better than working out, you know, because we are joined on our purpose, and it's not to try to get each other to fulfill false needs that we come up with based on what society has told us about who we are and what we need. So you weren't born to act out my fantasies, but the people who would act out my fantasies have been born. And they will come to me as the Holy Spirit sends them to me, as love sends them to me. And they will naturally be my fantasy without trying to please me. It's just the way they are. You know, I'm in love with green, and you just happen to love to wear green. You didn't wear the green for me, but I love green. So there I am being satisfied just by who you are and how you express yourself. That's the kind of relationships that real love produces. Not there's so little to go around that I'm going to snatch anybody as long as they're breathing. And then I'm going to try to make them into what I think they should be because I don't really think I could have what I want anyway. Yeah, if I'm not satisfied with myself, I'm not going to be satisfied with you all. If the person isn't satisfied with themselves, there is nothing you can do to satisfy them. It's a fruitless attempt. Mm-hmm. The harder you work, the harder they're going to have you work. Because they don't even know what they want themselves. So how are they going to tell when you're doing it? Well, you just keep trying. Sooner or later, it'll be something I want. You know what I'm saying? It's deep.
Yeah.
So don't feel guilty if you find yourself doing what I'm talking about. We all do what I'm talking about. Mm-hmm. Because we were taught to do it. Mm-hmm. We are very sane, like the Course says, we are very sane beings who have learned very insane lessons. And we're just as capable of learning sane lessons as we are of learning insane lessons if they're ever presented to us. You know, I'm telling you, if you had been taught you was a bird, you'd be telling me what kind of bird you are right now. Looking just like you do right now. But if you had been called a bird, you'd be calling yourself a bird right now. So I'm saying, the Course says perception is learning. That you always see what you've learned. You perceive what you have learned. Your life is what you have learned. Isn't that deep? Mm-hmm. You're living your learning right now. Your relationships are your learning right now. You live in your learning. But you can get another learning. And so therefore you can have another experience. He said we could have our mind changed for us, but we haven't developed that much willingness. Mm-hmm. I'm still trying to discern whether or not you tricked me by saying I deserve to be happy. That was weird. Yeah.
So Phil, according to the Course, to really love, you're supposed to be 100% selfless in your love and then not have any, let go of all expectations, and then if the person decides to give, then you receive as an act of love as well, but there's no expectations, there's no...
No, it's not like the sun's going to send us a bill for how much light we've used this week. You know, the sun is just being the sun. You see what I'm saying? Love is not something you make. Love is something you are. And love is something that comes through you. It's not our idea of love, which is sacrifice. When you say selfless, are you talking about you not allowing yourself to have peace because you're trying to give it to everybody else?
No, I'm talking about, I thought that I heard you say that. Because mm-hmm. you were saying that we don't love because we need and we want. We love to give love.
We love, yeah, right. I come into your life because I want to be a means for joy coming into your life.
Right.
I didn't come into your life because of what it is I want you to give me
right.
because I feel an inherent lack or need or emptiness or hole in me that I need you to fill up. Now, what the Course is saying that was really happening in most relationships is that people form relationships in order to get another person to help them hide what they think about themselves from themselves. Okay, so let's say I'm a person that I really don't feel that I'm all I could be, and I don't love myself as much as I should, right? If I get in a relationship with you, be it a friendship or a romantic relationship, and it's special, then I'm going to get my value temporarily from the attention that you're giving me. So what I'm really doing is I'm trying to hide how I normally feel about myself from myself by having you distract me from what I really believe about myself. And we call it falling in love. Now, What happens is sooner or later, because of these unrealistic expectations, because you're not satisfied within yourself, the person starts to act other than how you want them to, and so they become a source of fear and conflict. Then you get disillusioned because they were supposed to hide fear from you, and now they're the source of fear too. Now I still got my fear, and I got you too. And then, of course, as we become disillusioned, and then we move away.
Yeah.
You know, because you didn't successfully hide my fear from me. Which is what you're going to do if you're a really good friend or lover. Uh-huh. When I'm with you, I feel really good about myself. But when I'm not with you, I don't feel so good about myself. That's why some people are ready to kill themselves and spend the evening at home alone. Because if they are not busy, they're going to hear their own thoughts about themselves and their life. But if I can stay busy every minute and have to schedule in a pee break, you know, to 2:02 to 2:04, I'm going to the toilet, you know what I'm saying? And then all the rest of the, you know people like that, they got every single moment filled up. If you say you want to see them, it's going to take 4 weeks. And it might squeeze you from 12 to 1, 4 weeks from now. Anybody that busy is totally running away from themselves. And they're not willing to deal with their own feelings and emotions. Because if you give yourself some quiet time, you're going to hear what you think. And you're going to get in touch with what you feel about your life and who you are. But if you're busy every second, then you're not listening to yourself at all. You're afraid and you're innocent, but you're running. And the ego says, oh, you're busy all the time. You're a great achiever. Good. They busy all the time. You know.
How would you have a relationship with someone like that?
What about?
That's like that. I mean, why would you choose to, I guess?
Well, that way you get a chance to be in a relationship without being in one.
Oh.
Better people got those.
Yeah.
Yeah. This would be people celebrating how many years their body been under the same roof this weekend.
Yeah.
It's the difference between having your bodies under the same roof and being in a relationship. Right?
Right.
Right? Okay. So the same thing holds true about money or physical things or material things. It's the same thing. It's like if I'm not satisfied within myself and feel innocent within myself, then I don't know that my purpose, even in terms of my abundance, is about giving love and giving appreciation to about the things I have and the things I have created and the things I have manifested. I'm giving my iPod love. I'm giving my course book love. I'm giving it love. What does that mean? I'm not trying to destroy it, harm it, hurt it.
So your relationship, this applies also to your relationship with inanimate things, with
you know, my
gardening.
Yeah, all of it.
I love my
plants. Right. Well, when you expand your consciousness, you realize that there's no such thing as an inanimate object unless you call yourself one. Because everything on this plane is exactly the same. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's like it's all alive. It's just vibrating at a whole another level of consciousness, so another rate of speed, so it'll look to us like it's inanimate.
Mm-hmm. So I do, even though I live alone and I'm not in a special relationship, I still have tons of relationships going on in my life that I can extend.
I appreciate my TV, I appreciate my house, I appreciate my closet, I appreciate my clothes, I appreciate my car, I appreciate my flowers, I appreciate my table, I appreciate my refrigerator, I appreciate my heater, I appreciate my air conditioner. Because remember, love is full of appreciation.
And can I ask you a question?
Sure.
I find myself a lot going, oh, I hate that. Whatever it is, you
right.
know.
Mm-hmm.
And lately it's just been, I've been saying to myself, stop it, you're just putting hate out.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I do that.
Mm-hmm.
Is that an accurate observation?
I mean, well, I tell you a great thing about hate. The one cool thing about hate is that it really doesn't go anywhere from the person that it's in. So you can't give hate. You know what I'm saying?